taken. So in Derech Gimel, Arichas Hasayim, using speech in order to clarify what it is we want to achieve, what we're thinking, using speech to order our thoughts and our lives. And we said that speech represents taking that which is in the world of Ruchni, in the head, and transforming it into something Maisi, bringing it into a world of Poel. Okay. Mono dialogue. A private dialogue. It's a dialogue means between two people. This is a mono dialogue. It's like mono stereo. Mono means singular, dia means two, right? Nanech shigati lachrata kolshi. He speaks about this a lot. It's a theme that goes through his whole musag. You've got to make decisions. If you don't make a decision, you're not clear your decision. Your decisions are wishy-washy. You're never going to get to where you want to get. You're getting on an aeroplane. Where do you want to go? Whatever. I'd like to get to London. You know, you're not going to get on the aeroplane and fly to London because you don't really want to go. If you want to go, you get on, you go. You want to stop smoking. You want to stop smoking. You have to make a real hardcore, painful decision. You want to stop smoking. You want to be a Talmud Chacham. Make the decision. If you don't become a Talmud Chacham, it's because you don't make the decision. Yeah? So let's say you arrived at a decision. But there's internal resistance. You often find that, right? You're about to make a decision, that's it. I'm giving up smoking. Oh, there's a lot of internal resistance still. Yeah? So that mean I haven't made a decision? I've made a decision, but there's resistance. Let's try and go into this a bit deeper. So haket praklitoi shall ha sotot ha pnimi shalcha.
No, we did that.
Huh? We did
the same sentence.
No, we didn't. Praklitoi, what did we say? Praklitoi, the devil's advocate. I think we might have just read this line and then we stopped. Try and play devil's advocate, okay? So it's like this, have this little mini dialogue with yourself. I'm going to learn, later, yeah? I'm going to spend more time in the Beit Midrash, right? So then the voice comes back and says, I don't believe you. Try and persuade me, try and convince me, because the last time you said you were going to learn late, you didn't learn at all. So why should I believe you?
Can you go later?
Huh?
Like putting off
his
learning, he's like, I'll learn later. And then he never.
What does that mean? I'm going to learn later. I'm going to learn more. Not I'm going to learn later.
Until later.
I'm going to learn until later. I'm going to go to lunch 10 minutes late. Say to finish at 1, I'm only going to go to lunch at 1:15. So then the little voice comes back, the little devil's advocate comes back and says, that's very nice, but you know, it's not the first time I've heard this from you. We had this conversation, everyone in this room had this conversation with himself at some stage, yeah? Yeah, I'm going to get up early tomorrow morning and go jogging. Well, come on, sure, you said it 100 times and never did it, so what's the big deal? No, tomorrow I really mean it. Come on, you said that the last 100 times. Yeah? I mean, everyone's had these dialogues with himself. So then you say, yeah, that's because that's because the last time I tried to do this, I was mummish tired. I was up all night with the kids, and so I had an excuse. So then you say to yourself, cut the garbage, cut the excuses. There's going to be some other reason why you can't. But kill them on Akshav. Why don't you stop learning now? You made a decision, you want to learn more. So why wait till 1 o'clock? You'll learn from 1 to 1:15. Why don't you stop learning now? Or Shetim said, that's Mechama Vatel. I call you, actually, you're going to find yourself giving up the whole thing. Create those kind of dialogues for yourself. Hishtamesh Pemilim, Betsura, Hayali, Beyoita, Kedai, Lahazit, Atzmacha, Lekivun, Nachon. Oh, we did do this actually, yeah. My long term memory is great. We did do this. Use positive language to move yourself. Don't be lazy, get your feet under the ground, talk to yourself. Be the coach. Be your own coach. I promise your feet aren't going to crash. You're not going to break your feet aren't going to get frostbite if you stick them on the floor right now. I promise you're not going to die from this, yeah? Because the body screams. Hey, if I get in a bed now, I'm going to die. This is the body screaming. Or even better. No, I can govern better lying down. I mean, such an important conversation with Hashem. I'm having such a deep conversation with Hashem. If I get up now, you're going to ruin my tefillah. Yeah, I can see I'm not the only one that's heard that before. You're not smiling. You never heard. Your HR doesn't talk to you in the morning.
Completely.
No, that's a true HR. The HR that says to you, where are you going? You idiot, you know how early it is? It's 6:30, what's the problem? Sleeping for schmuck. That's one HR. We've overcome that HR. So then what does he say? What are you talking about? You're in the middle of talking to Hashem. How can you interrupt the conversation? You know, the schmuck is talking to Hashem as you wake up in the middle of the night. You wake up, you've got a knot in your stomach, you go, Hashem, get me through the day. And the Yetzer says, no, stand up. And Hashem, keep quiet. You bring a ride from Telem. It says that David HaMelech used to at night, used to wet his pillow from his tefillah at night. You see, there's a McCoy in Toya for davening while you're sleeping. I was in Toronto, so I've got one of my donors, he tells me, the Baltrub is getting more and more involved. So we're talking about when to bring your child to shul, at what age, whatever, you know, because take the kids to shul, the babysitting service for the wives, whatever, which I'm not a big chosid of. Take the kids to shul when they need to go to shul, not because your wife needs a babysitter. You don't go to shul, stay home, you babysit at home if your wife needs to sleep. But don't use shul as a babysitting service. It's going to have many problems later on. Anyway, so he's telling me he brings his kid to shul the one time and whatever. So he goes home, so the imam says, how was it? Did you have a nice time? He says, no, I was asleep the whole time. So she says to him, what's he talking about? So when he doesn't, when he doesn't with his eyes closed, he stands and he doesn't with his eyes closed. So the kid thinks he's up standing and sleeping. Connor said, what the big deal is? Why do you have to stand? He wants to know, why don't you lie down and sleep? Why do you have to stand and sleep for? His kid wants to know from the imam, why does another stand and sleep? Why can't he lie down and sleep? So you never know what's going on in a kid's head. Now you take a kid to shul and he thinks that you've got to shul to sleep. And he's not necessarily wrong. Okay, so we said if you're feeling a bit depressed or you're feeling angry or whatever, use words to mechazek yourself. You be a coach. You give yourselves words. Use whatever kalim you have in order to change the situation from negative to positive, and to push yourself in the right direction that you want to go. And then we said another vort was, I said, I know exactly what we got up to. We got up to the last paragraph of Daf Nun Hay. Then we went on to say, tell yourself what you want to do. If you want to go learn for 2 hours now, don't just sit in your head saying, I'm going to learn for 2 hours now. Say it out loud. I'm going to the Mokhan to go sit and learn for 2 hours now. Okay. Then we said, use positive speech. Don't use negative speech. We brought the mission peg up. It says, Altia Rosha Bikna Asmacha. Don't look at yourself like you're a Rosha. Give yourself good chizuk, positive words, even if they don't sound true in the beginning. A little bit of kosher gava is a very powerful tool. Yeah, you're sitting on a bus somewhere, going somewhere. So don't think to yourself, ugh, I'm such a slips, I'm such a butler, I'm such a. Don't say words like that to yourself, it drags you down. Say to yourself, ah, I'm a big masmid. Are you talking nonsense? Who are you lying to? You can fool the guy sitting next to you, a big masmid, but me, you can't fool. Don't listen to that. That's the Yetzer Hara. If you start telling yourself you're a big masmid, you'll become a big masmid. You know that you're just mechazeking yourself, right? I am. I learned 5 minutes today out of 5 minutes. I'm a big masmid. Always magia. God once told me, a very important tool, and I use it a lot. It's very effective. Let's say you go to Stocker. You guys, okay, come knocking on your door, and you really felt what he was saying, and you went a little bit beyond the call of duty. You gave about 12 shekels instead of the 10 that you could have afforded, right? So your wife says, what did you do? You say, I gave Stocker. Fine, you go to Stocker. You did a mice at Stocker. What does that define you as? Define that for yourself now. So say, hey, I'm a Baal Chesed. Yeah, I'm a Baal Chesed? No, I'm not a Baal Chesed. It's like, you know, Chofetz Chaim is a Baal Chesed. I'm a whatever. No, you're a Baal Chesed. Define yourself. I'm a Baal Chesed. Drum it into yourself. Start feeling good about yourself. You start feeling like you're a Baal Chesed. You start doing more Chesed. Where's the farmers? You decided you were going to learn 5 minutes now, no dwelling to pay. You're going to decide that's it. 5 minutes, we're learning now. After 5 minutes, we're going to have a coffee with Shmuz. But the next 5 minutes, that's it. Torah. After the 5 minutes, celebrate. I'm a big masmid. Tell yourself, I'm a masmid. Write it down. I'm a masmid. Sounds like cheating, eh?
No, we're not worried that we're going to have some gaiva from
that? Yo, Bezrat Hashem. Bezrat Hashem will have a bit of kosher gaiva.
Is that
kosher gaiva is a heck of a lot better than non-kosher depression.
Okay.
We're walking around depressed. We don't realize it. We don't really appreciate it, because when you've been living in a dark basement your whole life, you actually think that that's normal. Until somebody takes you upstairs and shows you, wow, there's colors, there's light, there's beauty. We're walking around depressed. We don't realize how much, I'm using the words, I don't know what these words mean, but I'll use them because everyone uses it. We don't understand how low self-esteem we really have. Now, the problem with that is the ikkar problem with that is it's a sheker. The what we think we really are, the way we're walking around, is a lie. Because we think we're worse than we really are. It's sheker. So you've got to get out the sheker. So how do you get out the sheker? You've got to go to the extreme a little bit. You need a bit of kosher gaava in order to get out the depression. Our great-grandparents never needed any kosher gaava. They walked around feeling like they were kings. They were yidden, they had a good sense of humour, they understood what it meant to be a yid, they were trodden on, beaten up, abused, but they knew who they were. They knew who they were. Yeah? We walk around for schmutted. You walk outside, the world's beautiful, the birds are singing, the sky's lovely, the wind, there's a breeze, and walk around and we just see black. The world's so heavy, it's so black.
What sense?
I don't know. I think the media changed. I think advertising changed. I think in the shtetl, nobody could tell you who you were except yourself. Your mother told you you're the best boy in the world. Your father told you you're a tzaddik. The Rebbe told you you're fantastic. You felt fantastic because the Torah says Bishlim Le'olam. And there's no one else telling you to the contrary. Today your mother tells you you're fantastic. Your Zayda tells you you're a big tzaddik. The Rebbe tells you you're fantastic. Alavai. Okay, and the media saying, "Oy, look at you, you're not good. If you would just buy this, then you'd really be happy. And if you buy this, you'd really be happy. And if you had this new car, you'd really be happy." So we walk around, go ahead and look yourself. Unhappy people are focusing on what they don't have. Happy people are focusing on what they do have. Samach b'chelko. Who's Samach b'chelko? Put up your hands. No one. Because I've got this problem, and 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 this problem. Yeah? And I can't get this, and I don't have enough this, and my next door neighbor's got a new car. Why can't I go to a cheshbon nefesh, right? You'll see, there are plenty of things we feel we lack.
Yeah,
right? My grandfather never felt he was lacking anything. I don't know about us. I'm talking about us in this room. I don't know about anyone else.
No, I'm saying, in general, the world's coming to an end, everybody's sick, everybody's dying.
Fine, understand that, good. Yeah,
something that's very depressing.
Fine, but it doesn't have to be. The Chazon Ish doesn't seem depressing. Isn't depressing. Chazon Ish says there's no reason for anybody ever to not be happy. Now, you forgot about the Holocaust? You forgot about all the people dying up there? The Chazon Ish was going on up. So why is there a Stirut Simcha? Stirut Simcha, if you don't know who you are. But I'm not talking about those people. I'm just talking about us. What we're talking about, the one reason why we feel so bad is because of what we think about ourselves. Start with that. You're not going to be able to deal with all the suffering going on in the world if you're a shmata. Right? So I can't change all the suffering going on in the world, yeah? I don't have a cure for cancer. I have a chiv to go look for one. Not in Irish, they are taskin sheli. If I'm out. Rabbi Lasher comes to me and says, you have to stop whatever you're doing. He has a laboratory, you have to go find a cure for cancer. Maybe I'd have to think about it. Oscar Schala, I don't know. That's not my job, right? Build a new bridge. And I think that's building a bridge. I've got to do what I've got to do, right? The one thing I can change is the way I look at myself. Then I know that I'm allowed to change and I have a chiv to change. How do I look at myself? Let's start with that. Am I looking at myself in truth? MS. We're not talking about pumping yourself up falsely, but MS. Who am I really? Am I Ben Yochid Shul HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yes. Did I say Avinu Malkeinu? My father, the king, the creator of the universe, is my daddy. He loves me. He only wants what's best for me. Yeah, that's true also. If it's true, it's true. So why don't you believe that about yourself? Why don't you walk around feeling like that?
Other than that, I have many other problems.
One second. A guy who feels good about himself, okay? Let me ask you a question. Arnold Schwarzenegger, right, has to pick up 50 pounds. That overwhelms him and he can't get out of bed in the morning because he's wanting to pick up 50 kilos, just too much for him. No, he picks up with his finger. I've got to pick up 50 pounds. I'm finding my chiropractor for an appointment because I'm figuring out I'm going to break my back. I mean, that problem's overwhelming for me because I just can't deal with it because I'm a 90-pound weakling and I can't pick up 50 kilos. So if I feel great, if I know that Kosh Baruch Hu loves me, Kosh Baruch Hu wants to be successful, and I have a partner, Hashem's my partner, yeah? And I know that Hashem is everything and He loves me and I know that I'm a very chosh of a wonderful person, all these kalim, then the problems in my life don't look so overwhelming, don't look so big. Besides the fact that none of those problems Hashem designed for me, and they'd be duped, what are you going to get? Samach Bechelko. Samach Bechelko means all the problems and all the issues and everything going on Hashem gave you. That's all from Hashem, and it's all for your good. That's what Avinu discovered. Himself discovered how choshev he was. Are you choshev? I can change the whole world, says Avram Avinu. Why did Nachanav go out there and change the whole world? Mishnah Melech says that between Avram Avinu and Noach Tzadik was one thing, achroza. Avram Avinu shouted Hashem in the world, and Noach Tzadik did it. It was the only difference according to the Mishnah Melech. So why did Avram Avinu scream and Noach didn't? Because Avram Avinu knew who he was. He felt he could do something. If I'm the only son of a Kosh Baruch Hu, I'm the king's son, then if I'm going to work for my father, I'm going to do what's best for my daddy. You feel like you're a low life, so then you drink some wine after a bad day and you kind of console yourself and you get on with just doing the right thing.
I did that 3 times today. What do you want from me?
You go through life like a nice tzaddik. You have a bad day, so you plant a vineyard, you know. You drink a bit, you console yourself a bit. And he doesn't need comfort, he's his own best comfort. I'm just saying a very simple, poshut thing, yeah? And it's related to what we're learning here. Is tell yourself the truth about yourself. Stop lying to yourself, that's all. The low self-esteem we have, that word, whatever it means, low self-esteem, I don't know what it means, but whatever the world thinks it means today, yeah? Is a sheker. The nakuda of low self-esteem is it's incorrect, not true. What you think about yourself is a lie. So start telling yourself the truth. That's all. That's all I'm suggesting. Will it solve all your problems and it change the world? I don't know, but I'll tell you now, it can't get worse. It can only be an improvement if you start looking at yourself in the correct light. And if Ben Yochid Shalakosh Boch, Hashem loves me, let's start with that. What are my positive qualities? Everyone in this room has enormous positive qualities. What are they? Tell yourself. I'm loyal, I'm reliable, I'm... Hey, well, that's true, I didn't know that.
I thought I was a bum.
Yeah, you're that as well, fighter. You can tell yourself good things about yourself. Feel good about yourself. Why? What do you gain by being miserable? Let's ask that question. Let's go to the next step. Let's get a little bit deeper here. What do you gain by being miserable?
Geschmack.
It's geschmack. You know why? Because it potters you from a chras. That's what I used to argue with Rav Noach. He couldn't chap it. I don't know. I never had a chance to deal with it then. I told him people are much more scared of success than of failure. Nonsense! What do you mean? They're scared of failing, that's why they don't go for it. Now it's true, there is that aspect as well. We don't start something because we're scared that we're going to fail. But there's a much bigger fear that we walk around with. We're terrified of success. Because success machives. If you could do this, oh wow, I mean, I could do that, machives you to do more and more and more. And we're looking for peturim, we're not looking for a tayrim. We're looking for ways of getting out of taking more achrayus. Want to start a new cheder? More choivus. The family that really needs some shalom bayit counting, some help or whatever. You want to nichnas and invite him for Shabbos? What are you talking about? I'm going to have him phoning me 3 times a day and complaining about it. Like, leave me alone. I don't have time for all of this. We don't want to be good at it. If you suddenly find out that you can help kids that are off the derech, yeah? Who wants that responsibility? 50 drug addict kids coming through your house every Friday night. Friday night, so I want to lie down. I want to eat curry in him and sleep. I have to deal with the world's problems. So I don't know how to help kids. What do you want from me, you know? Yeah, but I hope you helped this one kid. Yeah, that was whatever. It was a fluke, you know. Okay. The next door neighbor really helped him. We gave him the next door neighbor's number. We don't want to be successful. We don't want to be matzliach. Because if matzliach, that machayes. But when you're miserable and you're downtrodden and you feel like a failure, so that just punches you from all your achras. It's a big, big benefit of being miserable. There's not one thing. Happiness, I don't believe, is a chiyuv. Only a chiyuv in a Torah to be happy. I mean, you do it indirectly, but not direct chiyuv. But I'll tell you one thing. It's not shaykh to keep all the other mitzvahs if you're not happy. Number two, the goal of marriage is not to have a happy marriage. But it's not shaykh to do what you're supposed to do in marriage unless you have a happy marriage. Happiness is not a goal. People write books on how to have a happy marriage. Happiness is a bechira. You have a choice to be happy. You have a choice to be miserable. You can't say I'm unhappy because of some external event. It's not a symbol of unhappiness. Happiness is a bechira, a decision that you make to be happy or not to be happy. Irrelevant of what's going on. There were people that maintained their simcha levels in Auschwitz, and there are people that are miserable and depressed, mamash in Gan Eden.
choose to be happy. I'm trying to choose to be happy, but I'm just such a bummer. I mean, I feel so bad. No, so then tell yourself you're not a bum. Tell yourself that Akash Baruch doesn't create bums. Akash Baruch created you. He's given you an incredibly important job to do. You're the elite of the elite. You're the one of the one of the 1% of the world that mamas still know that there's a God in the world, and you're after his elite crack troops. Yeah? And he wants you to be successful, and he wants you to be great. And he's given you all this kreches and all these potentials and all these wonderful midas. Focus on the positive. Why do you have to walk around always focusing on the negative?
You know, there's this problem, and you've heard about the chinuch now, and you heard about this, and you heard about this, and you heard about that.
Okay, fine. That's Akash Baruch's world. What's it going to do with me? I've first got to make sure that I know who I am. And if you write a list of all the things you think about yourself, you find that most of them are sheker. And that's awesome. It's awesome to write. Even about yourself. So that's number one. Number two is, once you discover what it is that you like about yourself, tell yourself it, reinforce it, say it over. Yeah. These 900 kilogram boxes, yeah, from where you come from. Chetzidin chimpanzee, yeah, they're boxes, whatever. You know, they suck themselves up before, they tell themselves how great they are. Yeah, so good, no? That's what we have to tell ourselves. And the difference is, by us, it's true. You're right, just one nakuda, what you wrote. There's a fine line between kosher gaiva, obviously, and osa gaiva, yeah? The minute you start tapping into real gaiva, then you're in a lot of trouble. We're not talking about gaiva. We're talking about just correct perspective of who you are. When Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and said, I'm the greatest Navi that ever was and ever will be, was he being gaiva dick or just telling the truth? Just telling the truth. It happened to be that I'm the God of Lador. Okay, fine. Something to go on the door. Something to be proud of? Not really. Enormous pleasure. Take enormous pleasure from it. Proud? You know what? I've got teeth. I'm very proud of that. So how did you grow those teeth? Explain to me how you made those teeth. Hashem gave them to me. Hashem made me the God of the door. Hashem made me the greatest Navi, for certain. I don't deserve the position, but Hashem gave it to me. I accept it. When Mechatzkel Abramsky was in court in England, we were having a whole discussion in England about Shchita. Oh, we have to stop. There were all discussions about Shchita in England to stop Shchita. So they came, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky came to testify in court about the Shchita process to show that it's not cruel. So the judge heard what he had to say, and then he turned around and he said, I've heard what this rabbi has to say, but I want to speak to the greatest halachic authority in Europe today. I want to hear what he has to say. So Rav Chatzkel said to him, I am the greatest halachic authority in Europe today, Your Honor. So the judge said to him, Rabbi Abramsky, a little bit of modesty. He said, what do you want me to do? I'm under oath. I have to tell the truth. Your Chaskel was a Balgaiva. He knew that he was the greatest halachic authority in Europe. That's a fact. Unta. Good. Gaiva? Kesha to Gaiva. What's it got to do with Gaiva? But for him to walk around and think that he's not a Talmud Chochem and he's not a Poisek and he doesn't know the Torah well enough to Paskin, that's shekel. You don't know how to do that. If you happen to be the greatest halachic authority in the world, you think Rav Elisha doesn't know he's the Poisek Gadol? Chas v'chalilim. He has to know that he's the Poisek Gadol. You become a Balgaiva from that? You could. That's why they're Moses for it. That's why you've got to work on yourself very hard. There's a danger that if you're the God of Lador, you could become a Balgaiva. You know, chirami. That's why we don't let our God of Lador become a God of Lador until we know that his midas are. Knesset Israel is a way of knowing. But if you're the God of Lador, it's awesome for you to demand that. If you have a certain talent that Hashem gave you, if you have a certain koyach that Hashem gave you that you can use for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, for you to deny that is awesome. Yeah, but I'll become a Balgaiva. Fine, so work on your midas, but they're two separate sukkahs. Truth. You have to sit down and work out who I am. Your Ruchim says the worst thing for a Jew not to know is what his milas are. You have to know what your milas are. You have to know who you are. God decided him. You have to know how great you are. But I'm telling you now, the media has a big, big role to play while we feel like schmatters. Because it's the media that's bombarding you with messages from a young age, subconscious, conscious, subliminal messages, okay, that you're not good enough. And if you would just buy our product, then you'd really be great. Pleasure, you want pleasure, you want to be happy? Oh, my product will make you happy. My book, just buy my book and make you happy. We've got the solution to all this. I need your book to make me happy. I decide I choose to be happy or I choose to be miserable. Work it out. What you think determines your emotional state. So if you think happy thoughts, you'll be happy. If you think small thoughts, you'll be small. If you think big thoughts, you'll be big. You control your destiny. To think big thoughts.
terrible stuff to say. Much better to just go back to being small and miserable. All right, gentlemen, to be continued.